Brothers and sisters, let's turn to the Old Testament.
弟兄姊妹，我们请翻开圣经旧约，诗篇第十九篇。
Verse 7.
第七节。
Psalm 19, verse 7.
诗篇第十九篇第七节。
The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of the Lord is pure, making wise the simple.
耶和华的律法全备，能苏醒人心；耶和华的法度确定，能使愚人有智慧。
And let's just drop down to verse 10.
然后我们读第十节。
From 10 to 11.
从十节十一节。
They are more desirable than gold, yes, than much fine gold, sweeter than also than honey and the drippings of the honeycomb.
都比金子可羡慕，且比极多的金金可羡慕，比蜜甘甜。且比蜂房下地的蜜甘甜。
So it talks about the preciousness of God's word.
这里说到神话语的宝贝。
They are more desirable than gold, yes, much more than fine gold, sweeter also than honey, the dripping of the honeycomb.
实在是比金子可羡慕，且比极多的金金可羡慕，比蜜甘甜，且比蜂房下地的蜜甘甜。
Verse 11. Moreover, by them your servant is warned.And in keeping them, there is great reward.
第十一节，况且你的仆人因此受警戒，守着这些便有大赏。
This is a great encouragement for all of us. Holy Spirit calls for us, calls to us to pay diligent attention to God's word.
这实在对我们是极大的鼓励。圣灵宝会师呼召我们来对于神的话呢更殷勤的认识神的话。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
我们再来翻开哥林多前书第十三章。
Let's read verse 13.
第十三节。
1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13.
哥林多前书第十三章第十三节。
But now faith, hope, love abide these three. But the greatest of these,Is love.
如今长存的有信、有望、有爱，这三样，其中最大的是爱。
But now faith, hope, love abide these three, but the greatest of these is love.
如今长存的有信、有望、有爱，这三样，其中最大的是爱。
Now we still continue to fellowship on this second half of verse 7.Psalm 19.
我想继续跟弟兄的姊妹们交通，在诗篇第十九篇的第七节的第二个部分。
It says, "Testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple."
这里说耶和华的法度确定，能使愚人有智慧。
So in the body of God's word.It is called the testimony of the Lord.
在神的圣经里面，神的话语里面，他说这是神的见证。
It's testimony. It's very close to the word witness.
这个见证这个字，就跟我们平常的见证很相像。
It's like God is using His word to testify for himself.
就好像神用他自己的话来见证他的自己。
Tell us about who he is and what he has done for us.
告诉我们他是什么样的一位神，他为我们做了什么样的事。
So that we can put our trust in him.
所以我们能够把我们的完全信靠，我们完全信靠我们的神。
So we can feel that we are secure in his hands.
所以呢，我们能够感觉到在他手中我们是何等样的稳固。
So God is keep telling us in the Old Testament, in New Testament about His love toward us.
所以呢，神在旧约、在新约不断的告诉我们，他是怎么样的爱我们。
Sometimes we don't feel we've been loved.
有的时候呢，我们真是没有感觉到我们是被爱的。
So we lose a peace, a joy in the Lord.
所以我们就失去了在主里面的平安和喜乐。
But God kept telling us that how much He loves us.
但是呢，神不断的告诉我们说他是怎么样的爱我们。
The testimony of the Lord is very broad topic.
所以呢，神的那个这个见证呢，实在是一个很广的一个题目。
But I want to narrow down to just one single subject.
但是呢，我只想把它局限在一个题目上。
From the Old Testament to New Testament, it's full of this subject.
从旧约一直到新约都充满了这样的话语。
And this subject is subject of God's love.
这个题目呢，就是神的爱。
You know, in the Bible, if you search in your electronic Bible version, that which I have a Darby version, you can search, you type love.And it come up with the 678 occurrences.
如果你有那个电子的圣经，你可以里面寻索这个他们的字的话呢，如果你要我在我的那个 Darby 的圣经这个翻译本里头啊，我当寻找这个爱的这个字的时候呢，又找到了678
678 It's very easy to remember 678.678 Now imagine that if you write a book, you have to use one word 678 times.
想想看，如果你要写一本书，这本书里面呢，你用这个爱呢，用了六百七十八次的话。
Imagine that. What is your point?
那么，想想看，你的主要的题目是什么呢
？Your point is to make everyone read your book understand.The subject of love.
那么你的目的呢，就是要所有人读你书的人呢，都能够明白什么是爱。
Oftentimes, people understand the New Testament God is love.
多少时候我们认识呢，在新约的神呢是一个爱的神。
But sometimes people thought that in the Old Testament God is cruel.
但是很多人认为呢，在旧约里面的神呢是一个残忍的神。
Unloving.
不是那么爱的神。
But that's not true.
但是这不是真实的。
If you look at the four word love in Old Testament, it happened 325 times.
如果你在看旧约的话呢，这爱这个字呢出现了325次。
Almost half of total.
所以呢，大概一半的这个爱的就出现在旧约里头。
In the very beginning in Genesis, it talked about love.
在一开始创世纪的时候，他就说到神的爱。
This Abraham.Isaac and Jacob, it talk about the love stories that they have.
那个关于亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的时候，总是说到他们对那个爱的故事。
You see how Abraham loved Isaac.
那个看见亚伯拉罕如何爱亚。
How Isaac loved his father.
那个以撒是如何爱他的父亲。
How Isaac loved his wife Rebecca.
那个约瑟是以撒是如何爱他的妻子利百加。
And how Rebecca.Love Isaac even before she met him.
那个利百加是如何的爱以撒，就是在还没认识以撒之前就爱他了。
And talk about, he tells us about Jacob's love.
这也说到那个雅各的爱。
Jacob's love to Rachel.
雅各对于拉结的爱。
She want to have Rachel for his wife. He worked hard for 7 years.
他为了要娶拉结为妻呢，他努力工作七年。
She didn't work in the air conditioning office.
他并不是在那个有冷气的这个办公室里面工作。
She worked in the field.
在那个他呢，在那个在田野里面工作。
Right, this today the cold rainy day, she stay outside tending the sheep.
就好像今天呢，又冷又湿的天气里头了，他必须要在田野。那个旷野里面的牧羊。
And in the very hot summer day, he stay still, work in the field.
在那个就算夏天非常炎热的天气里面呢，他也是在那个旷野里面在那里工作。
And he labored hard to give best attention to the sheep.
他那个借着这个好好的照顾这个羊群呢，显出他的里面的爱。
So sheep grow healthy and numerous.
所以呢，这些羊呢就又多又这个又多又肥啊。
But he never complained. All this hard work he's done.
但是呢，他对于他这些辛苦的工作，他一句话都没有提到。
But there's a single word, single sentence, what he described.
但是呢，有一句话呢，他是这么样的描述的。
Because his love for Rachel, that's why 7 years passed just like blink of eye.
那么因为他爱拉结的缘故呢，他就看见七年就好像一个眨眼似的。
It talk about love all over the Bible.
啊，这整本圣经呢都说到爱。
It talk about the love Jacob has for his son Joseph.
那个说到雅各对他的儿子约瑟的爱。
It talk about Joseph's love for his father Jacob.
这说到约瑟对他的父亲雅各的爱。
And Jacob's love for his son, the youngest son Benjamin.
那个说到雅各对他最小的儿子便雅悯的爱。
When Judah testified before Joseph, he didn't know that Joseph was his lost brother.
当犹大在约瑟面前做见证的时候，那时候他还不知道那个是他的兄弟约瑟。
He said, "My father Jacob's life and this son, our youngest brother's life, just Benjamin, like they are woven together."
他说呢，我的父亲的性命跟他最小的儿子便雅悯的生命是紧紧相连的。
If we separate them, they will die.
如果把他们分开的话，他们都会死的。
Talk about love.
说到爱
，deep love，
一个极深的爱。
So in Old Testament, in New Testament combined, the 678 times the Bible talk about love.
所以呢，在整本圣经旧约跟新约加起来678次呢，说到神的爱。
If you read through whole Bible, whole God's word, then you'll be convinced that God is love.
如果你呢读完整本圣经的话呢，就会深深的一个感觉，能认识到神他就是爱。
If I give you assignment,
如果我给你一个工作。
To write 600 times the word love.
把那个爱呢写了678次。
How many pages you have to fill up?
你要写了多少张纸才能把它写完
？You can choose Chinese word or English word.
你可以用中文或者用英文。
Whichever you prefer.
是任何的文字你喜欢的。
How many pages you need to fill up?
你到底要写了多少张纸才写得完呢
？If you do that, you'll be impressed with the word love.
如果你真的那样做的话呢，你这次会深深的被这个字的爱呢所吸引。
You'll never forget the word love.
你永远不会忘记这个爱这个字。
So today I'd like to share with brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹，我今天想跟你们一同交通的。
Together we'd like to contemplate, and meditate on God's love.
一同来思想，一同来默想神的爱。
The first point that I'd like to make when God conveyed communicate His love to us.
首先的一点呢是当神要把他的爱呢告诉我们的时候
He communicated that love to us in the form of oath or covenant.
他呢把那个爱他告诉我们的爱的方法呢是借着他的那个约
You know the last time when we shared on this topic.
在上一次我们在交通这个题目的时候
Topic about the testimony of the Lord is sure.
说到那个神的律法是何等样的确定
We mentioned that the testimony is the word used first for the Ten Commandments.
是我们说到这个见证这个字最早先用的时候是用在十诫上面
And the first commandment is about God's covenant.
那么第一十诫里面的第一诫呢就说到神的约
He says, I am the Lord.
他说我是耶和华神
And then immediately he said, because he redeemed them out of the bondage, the house of bondage.
因为他们是在为奴之家呀。
He saved them.
他拯救了他们。
He establishes a covenant with them.
他跟他们立了那个约。
I am the Lord Jehovah.
我是耶和华神。
The name Jehovah is covenant name of God.
那么耶和华这个名字呢，就是神那个立约的那个名字。
So he wanted.Enter into our relationship, let us know that He is the covenant God.
那他要到进入一个关系里头，让我们认识呢，他是那位立约的神。
He loves us based on the covenant.
他爱我们呢，是根据于他的约。
He loves us. His love for us is not like a teenager's love.
那个他对我们的爱呢，不是那个青少年时候的爱。
You know that love is up and down and it's.You know, moody and changes all the time.
那种爱呢是那个常常高高低低的，常常会改变。
Many young people change their boyfriend, girlfriend every semester.
很多那个年轻人呢，他们每一个学期他们都会换他们的。
They wake up in one morning and they don't like this type anymore.
他早一天早上起来，他就不太喜欢这个人了。
God's love is based on covenant.
但是神的爱呢是根据于他的约。
Because God knows that somehow when He communicates His love to us, we may not be able to believe it.
因为呢，神呢， 好像认看见了，当他告诉我们他的爱的时候呢，我们可能不会相信。
So even though he promised to love us, but we still somehow in our heart unable to bring ourselves to trust it.
因为呢，可能呢是那个我们虽然听见了那个他的对我们应许那个爱呢，但是我们在我们心里面呢，我们对他并不太那样的信任。
So he take the form of covenant.
所以呢，他用那个约的形式。
He limits himself. He put himself under the condition of covenant.
他把呢自己呢限制在一个约的那个条件底下。
And the covenant says that he must love us.
那么这个约呢，说到他必须爱我们。
Oh, so that if we don't believe his promise, then at least we look at this oath that he made.We can trust His love.
所以呢，就算是我们不相信他所应许的，但是当我们一看见他所为我们立的约的时候呢，我们就能够是相信他是爱我们。
You see how God, has gone all the way to win our trust.
哎，你看见了神是做了多少的事呢，让我们要赢得我们对他的信任。
And just a hymn in our hymnal that I like very much. It says, God, tried to win our trust.
在诗歌本里面有一首诗歌我非常喜欢的，他说到神呢，他要赢得我们对他的信任。
You know, we are sinners. We don't trust anybody.
我们知道我们是个是罪人呐，我们呢对任何人都不信任的。
So God, in order for God to win our trust, He went all the way.
那个为了要使神他能够赢得我们的对他的信任呢，他呢他做了许许多多的事。
He took oath.
他呢立了约。
And I love you.
他说我爱你。
No matter what happens, that I love you.
不管什么样的事情发生，我都爱你。
There's a passage in Hebrew.
在那个希伯来书有一句话。
It's Hebrew chapter 6.
在希伯来书第六章。
You don't have to turn, but you can just listen.
你不需要翻，但是你们就可以听就好了。
But this is the most assurance that God wants to convey to us.
这是呢神呢他要告诉我们的那个最有确据的这句话语。
Try to feel the heart of God when he speaks these words.
当我们来听神说这句话的时候，让我们用我们的心来感觉神的这句话。
It says from Hebrews 6:16, so for men swear by one greater than themselves,And with them, an oath given as confirmation is it always given as confirmation is the end of every dispute.
好，人都是指着比自己大的启示，并且以启示为实据，了结各样的争论。
In the same way, God, desiring even more to show to the heirs of the promise the unchangeableness of His purpose, interposed with an oath.
照样神愿意为那承受应许的人格外显明他的旨意是不更改的，就启示为证。
So that by these two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have taken refuge, we have strong encouragement to take hold of the hope set before us.
借着这两件不更改的事，神绝不能说谎，好叫我们这逃往避难所持定摆在我们前头指望的人可以大得勉励。
He says by these two unchangeable things, what are these two things?
他说呢，借着这两件不更改的事，是哪两件事呢？
One is his promise.
一个呢是他的应许。
He made a promise to us that he will love us.
他应许了他永远会爱我们。
ButYou know, we made a lot of promise as well.
你知道我们呢也常常这个应许许多事情。
99% of time we cannot keep it.
99% 的时候呢，我们都没办法持守这个我们的应许。
If you don't believe in me, ask your children.
如果你不相信我的话，你问问我的孩子就知道了。
So when God promised us He loves us, we somehow still cannot believe it.
所以呢，就是当神他应许我们的时候呢。好像我们不太能够相信。
Even God cannot lie.
神呢，他不能够是神是绝对不会说谎的。
He's not like a man.
他不是像人一样的。
But somehow we still couldn't fully trust him.
但是呢，这是有的时候我们就不能够完全的相信他。
So he took oath.
所以呢，他就立了约。
So he says, by these two unchangeable things, in which it is impossible for God to lie. we who have taken refuge would have strong encouragement to take hold of the hope.
他提了誓啊，借着这两件不更改的事呢，神绝不能说谎，好叫我们这逃往避难所、持定摆在我们前头指望的人，可以大得勉励。
So this hope we have as an anchor of the soul, a hope both sure and steadfast.And one which entered within the veil.
我们有这指望呢，如同灵魂的锚，又坚固又牢靠，且通入幔内。
That is the purpose why God loves us based on the covenant.
这是为什么神呢？他爱我们是根据他所立的约。
You see that in the old history of Israel,
在整个以色列人他们的这个历史里头。
How many times they rebelled against God? How many times they say, God, we don't want you?
那个他们。他们背逆神，他们那个说神，我不要你了，这都说了多少次呢？做了多少次
？But how many times God always take them back to Himself？
但是呢，神又是多少次要把他们又重新的再带回来
？Even though God sometimes send judgment upon them，
虽然有的时候神呢会让审判临到他们。
Like last time, last week, brother mentioned that book of Jeremiah。
就像上个礼拜弟兄所交通的，在耶利米书里面说的。
In the middle of judgment, the suffering of God's people.
就在那个神的审判当中的时候呢，神的百姓正在受苦。
God said this through Jeremiah, "The thought that I have toward you is the thought of peace."
在神借的耶利米说的时候，他说：“我向你们所存的意念呢，是平安的意念。
”And with everlasting love, I have loved you.
用永远的爱来爱了你。
He wants them to know for sure that there is love in God.
他要这些百姓们知道呢，里面有确定的，神向了这些百姓人是爱的。
God never changed His love towards us.
神从来没有改变他对我们的爱。
No matter what happens to us.
不管我们发生了什么事。
And God wants them to know for sure.
神呢要他们有这样的确据。
So he not only promised, but he also took oath.
所以呢，他不但他应许，同时呢，他也启示。
And in New Testament, that Lord Jesus says,
在新约的时候，那个耶稣这么说。
This is my blood for the covenant.
他说这是我的血，是为你们所立的约。
When Jesus died on the cross, he established the new covenant.
当主耶稣基督死在十字架上的时候，他立了一个新的约。
And this new covenant is covenant of love.
这个新约呢，就是那个爱的约。
Bible tells us Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
圣经告诉我们说呢，耶稣基督从昨日、今日一直到永远是不改变的。
So we can always rely, trust in His love.
所以我们永远呢都能够信靠他的爱。
Yeah, we cannot rely on how you feel today.
我们实在是不能够信靠我们今天所感觉的。
You cannot look inside yourself.
你不能够看到你里面。
But instead, you should look to the Lord Jesus.
是那个反而呢，我们应该来看我们的主。
And this is the most important act of faith.
就那个实在是在信心里面所做出来的那个动作是最重要的一步。
If you look at yourself, you feel that you're unworthy of such love.
如果你看到你自己里面的话呢，你会感觉到你实在是不配这样的爱。
We are undeserving.
我们实在是不配的。
You feel that how could God love me?
你会想说神怎么可能爱我呢？
How could God love such sinner as I am?
神怎么可能爱像我这样的罪人呢？
A wretched sinner as I.
实在是一个极此生的这个罪人呢。
That's why Jesus told us that He loves us. He established His new covenant.To love us.
所以呢，是主耶稣他说呢，他是爱我们，他是借着立了一个新约来爱我们。
No matter what happened to us, can never change His love.
不管发生什么事情在我们身上，他对我们的爱永远不改变。
Many brothers and sisters don't feel that God loved them.
很多弟兄姊妹们不感觉神爱他们。
Because they look inside themselves.
因为他们呢看他们里面。
They look at themselves.
看的是他们自己
Instead of look to the Lord Jesus
而不是来看我们的主
If you look at the Lord Jesus
如果你看我们的主的话
The blood He has shed for you
那他的为你所流的血
The blood is for the new covenant
这个血呢是为了一个新约
And in our heart we feel for sure that He loves us
在我们里头的心里深处呢就有那个确据他爱我们
That give us grace a power to serve in His church.
他赐给我们恩典能力，在他的教会里头服事。
And give us a grace to feel sure and steadfast.
他赐给我们一个里面的那个信心呢，里面能够是又坚固呢，又牢靠的。
So see, the Bible uses a double term to just assure us.
你看见的圣经呢，常常用那个重复的话呢，来这个让我们有确据。
A hope that is sure and steadfast.
他说这个指望呢是又坚固又牢靠的。
So dear brothers and sisters, let's put aside of unbelief.
弟兄姊妹，先把我们所信的摆在一边。
Look to the Lord.
让我们来仰望我们的主。
Accept His testimony.
接受他的见证。
Through all His Bible.
借着整本的圣经啊。
He tells us that He loves us.
他告诉我们他爱我们。
He loves us not because who we are.
他爱我们不是因为我们所是的。
Not because what we do.
不是因为我们所做的。
But because His love.
而是因为他的爱。
His purpose.
他的目的。
His eternal plan.
他的永远的计划。
So Bible tells us in 1 Timothy 1:9
在圣经告诉我们说是那个提摩太前书第一章第九节。
God has saved us and called us with a holy calling.
这个提摩太后书第一章第九节，神救了我们，以圣召召我们。
Not according to our works.
不是按我们的行为。
But according to His eternal purpose.
乃是按他的旨意和恩典
and the grace
那么跟恩典
and was given us in eternity past
这恩典呢是在万古之先赐给我们的
before we are born he has given us those he planned to give us all this grace for us
在我们还没出生之前呢他就计划要把那这许许多的恩典赐给我们
not according to what we did
不是按照我们的行为
not according to our works
不是靠着我们的工作
But based on His eternal love,
是根据于他那个永远的爱
everlasting love,
永远不改变的爱
So, I hope that this testimony of the Lord is so sure to us.
盼望这耶稣基督他所做的见证对我们是如此的有确据
If I'm a simple man,
如果我是一个很简单的人
could understand a lot of complicated matters.
可能不太能够了解许多复杂的事情
I hope that. We have this assurance in our heart.
但是盼望在我们的里面呢，有这样子的确据。
Because this testimony of God's love so sure.
因为呢，这个神的这个见证呢是如此的有确据。
Can make a simple man as I am wise.
让像我这样子的一般的这个愚人呢，能够有智慧。
The second point I'd mention about God's love for us.
第二点我所要。提的关于神是对我们的爱呢
It's quite amazing that when you look at God's love
就是当你来看神的爱的时候呢你是里面如此的惊奇
Sometimes it seems that when Bible talk about some of the characters in the Bible
当我们来读神的那个话语的时候他说到一些人物的时候
There are numerous places it seems like God never saw their drawbacks The sins they committed.
在许多的地方呢，是好像神看他们的时候呢，总是没有看到他们里面的缺点。
God looked at them as they are perfect.
但神看他们的时候，好像是他们就是完全的。
He never looked at them as they have these shortcomings and the sin they just committed.
神看他们的时候，好像从来没有看到他们这样的缺点，他们犯所犯的那样的罪。
I use an example that in God's word that to illustrate that point.
我用神的话语里面的一个例子来说明这件事情。
The first time I noticed this is when New Testament talk about a brother called Lot.
当我第一次注意到这一点的时候，是当我看到圣经说到一个弟兄是罗德。
You know Lot, who Lot was.
你知道罗德是什么样的一位人
？Lot was. Lot was the nephew of Abraham.
他是罗德呢是亚伯拉罕的侄儿。
When God called Abraham to come out of his homeland,
当神呼召亚伯拉罕出他的父家的时候
out of the land of idol worship
从一个那个拜偶像之地出来的时候
God told him to leave his homeland and kinsmen behind
神呢要他们要离开本父本族父家
but somehow Abraham took Lot with him
但是呢不知道为什么呢神就带着 亚伯拉罕就带着罗德一起走
he's not supposed to do that
他实在不应该这样做的
because God says you have to leave the land and your kinsmen
他说呢因为神对亚伯拉罕说呢你要离开那个地呢和你一切的亲属
I think because Abraham does not have a son so he took a Lot you know maybe one day Lot becomes his heir
那个可能是因为亚伯拉罕没有儿子呢所以他带着罗德呢希望罗德有一天继承他
but later it didn't happen that way because Lot become independent so he's separate from Abraham
但是呢后来并没有这样发生因为呢罗德慢慢独立的所以他们就分开来了
and if we talk about Lot Lot actually his life is very sad
当我们来 谈论罗德的时候他的一生呢实在是非常沮丧的
a life of Lot is a life of sad story
罗德 的一生呢实在是一个非常让人沮丧的一个故事
it is, can be used as a warning to Christians
他的故事呢 对基督徒来讲的话呢可以做一个警戒
he succumbed to temptationto the lifestyle of Sodom and Gomorrah.
他就来到了那个这个试探里头啊，在索多玛勒恶魔拉那样的生活里。
He loved the lifestyle of these two cities.
他呢实在是喜爱啊，这两个城市里面的那一切的生活。
Even though that two cities are full of sin,
是纵然呢这两个城市的里面是充满了罪恶。
But he loved, not only he loved that, but he's very engaged in their affairs.
不但是他爱他们这个生活呢，他也是参入于他们一切的事物里。
So later he became one of their very prominent figures in the city.
后来呀，他就成为在他们城里面一位有名望的。
He raised his family in that city in the sinful environment.
他呢，在那样子的罪恶的环境里面呢。带这个养活他的一家。
So his wife and his two daughters actually become like behave like this Sodom Gomorrah citizens.
那个，所以他的太太跟他的两个女儿呢，他们越来越像这个索多玛、恶摩拉这里面的城里面的人了。
They are totally adopted into this lifestyle of Sodom Gomorrah.
他们是完全呢就。接受了进入了这个城市里面的生活
so Lot's life is very can be used as a bad example of a children of God
所以呢罗德的他的一生呢实在是可以成为神的儿女们一个负面的一个例子
we say Lot why don't you just move out
我们会说罗德你为什么不 就搬出来呢
why you stay with that city inside the city
他说你为什么还留在那个城里面呢
in the end he'sTwo daughters committed incest.
到最后呢，他的两个女儿呢，就犯了乱伦的事了。
And gave birth to sons who became the enemy of Israel.
他们生了两个儿子呢，最终呢，成为以色列的敌人。
We had a lot of negative things to say about Lot.
我们呢，对于罗德呢，实在有很多负面的话要说的。
Because your choice.
因为你的选择
You love the style of the two sinful cities
因为你爱呢这两个这个罪恶城市的这个生活
You ruined your whole family Your wife and your daughters
把你整个家都毁了把你的太太你的女儿都毁了
But very interestingly that when we look at the New Testament
但是很值得我们注意的是当我们来看新约的时候
Peter under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit he saysThe Lot, the righteous Lot.
彼得呢？他在圣灵的感动之下，他说那个义人罗德。
So, wow. He said he was grieved by the conduct of this man.
他说呢，这个他为这些恶人呢引起了忧伤啊。
And this is the New Testament talk about Lot.
Is there
any negative things to say about Lot?
在这里他说到任何关于罗德负面的事吗?
I expect that in New Testament, God used him as an example to show us how to live a holy life.
我的想法呢是神这个圣经应该用这个罗德当个例子呢告诉我们如何来过一个那个圣洁的生活。
It seems God totally overlooked his sin.
好像呢神完全不看他的罪了。
And look at Israel.
再看看以色列。
You know that Israel's enemy Balak hired a false prophet Balaam to curse Israel.
我们记得呢，以色列他们的一个敌人呢，那个巴勒，他雇了一个先知巴兰来咒诅以色列人。
And when I first read it, it struck me deeply.
当我第一次读到这个地方的时候呢，它里面深深的。 深深的这个让我感到惊奇。
God won't allow Balaam to say anything negatively about his people.
神呢不允许巴兰说他的以色列百姓任何负面的话。
So as Balaam stood up and spoke the prophecies, and God put his word right into his mouth.
所以当巴兰起来说一些预言的时候呢，神就把一些话摆在他的口里。
Now this is what Balaam said.
这是巴兰所说的话。
It says, Behold, I have received a command to bless.
他说呢，我奉命的祝福啊。When
he has blessed, then I cannot revoke it.
说这个神要祝福的时候呢，这是我不能够翻转的。He
said, He, the God, has not observed iniquity in Jacob.
但他说他就是神啊，他未见在雅各中有罪孽。
Nor has seen wrong or trouble in Israel.
他也未见以色列中有奸恶。
The Lord is God, his God is with him.
他说耶和华他的神和他同在。
I was very puzzled.
我这里头非常有点困惑。
Israel just sinned, the great sin. They worship the idol they built with the golden rings, with the golden calf.
那个以色列人呢，才刚刚犯了罪，他们用他们的金子，用那个耳环造了一个金牛犊。
That was in Exodus, not that long ago.
那是在出埃及记里面，它并没有发生，并没有很久。
But somehow here says God has not observed. He searched for it, but he cannot find any wrong, iniquity in Jacob, in Israel.
但是他对神说呢，他并没有看见，他怎么样寻找，找不到在雅各当中呢，有任何的罪孽。
This is only one day I look at from the angle of God's love.
直到有一天呢，我从神的爱来看这件事的时候。
Of course, at this verse, talk about also salvation of God as well.
当然这节圣经也说到神他的救赎。
God's love compelled him to prepare salvation.
那么神的爱呢，逼着神呢，必须要预备一个救恩呢。
But in this instance, we almost can see that love is indeed blind.
但是在这节圣经里面的时候，我们实在看见呢，爱呢，有的时候是盲目的。
It's almost like why God you didn't see it? You saw them how bad they are.
我们会说呢，神呢，你怎么没有看见呢？你没有看见他们是怎么样的坏吗？
And this is a very striking. Last week, our brother shared that in the Song of Songs.
这件事呢，是让我们惊奇。上个礼拜用弟兄交通的时候，他是交通在雅各书里。
When the Lord look at us,
当我们的主看我们的时候,
He said, "You are altogether beautiful."
因为他说你也是全然美丽。
As our brother shared, I look at myself and look at him.
当我们的弟兄交通的时候，一边看呢，看看我的弟兄。
How we become so beautiful in His eyes? I couldn't get it.
我们什么时候在他的眼中变成这么样的美丽呢？
All ugliness somehow hidden from his eyes.
好像我们里面一切的丑陋、丑恶，在他的眼中呢，都被隐藏了。
And there's a lot of instances of that when Bible talk about Abraham.
在圣经里面有说到好几次关于亚伯拉罕。
In New Testament, that we talk about Abraham, never mentioned his drawbacks.
在那个圣经里面呢，几次说到亚伯拉罕的时候，从来没有说到他的软弱。
Instead, said that he had faith, to be a father of many nations, does not weak, weaken. You know, his faith is not weakened.
他是说到这个亚伯拉罕呢，他是。这个信心之父啊，他的信心呢是从来不改变的。
It's the Romans. I read it for you. It's amazing.
是在罗马书里面的，我来读给你们听，这实在是非常让人惊奇的。
He says, in the Bible, 18 in the 4:18, Romans 4:18, in hope against hope, he believed.So that he might become a father of many nations according to that which had been spoken.
罗马书四章十八节，他说他在无可指望的时候，因信仍有指望，就得以做多国的父。
And 19 says, without becoming weak in faith, he contemplated his own body now as good as dead, since he was about to be 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb.
十九节他说他将近百岁的时候，虽然想到自己的身体如同已死。撒拉的生育已经断绝，他的信心还是不软弱。
Yet with respect to the promise of God, he did not waver in unbelief, but grew strong in faith, giving glory to God.
并且仰望神的应许，总没有因不信心里起疑惑，反倒因信心里得坚固，将荣耀归给神。
It didn't mention that he went down to Egypt because of unbelief.
他都没有提到他因着他不信呢，他下到埃及去。
And his experience of suffering humility before the Pharaoh.
因着他的不信呢，他在这个法老的面前呢，这是受到羞辱。
Also, you know, he's taking up the offer from his wife Sarah.
他同时呢，他也接受了他这个太太撒拉的建议。
That to marry the Hagar.
就娶掉夏甲。
And he didn't mention any of that.
他这里他一点都没有提。
He said, he did not waver in unbelief.
他呢这里说了他的信心的一点都不软弱。
And he talk about when Bible talk about Sarah's faith.
当圣经说到撒拉的信心的时候。
He said by faith Sarah received ability to conceive.
这里说到撒拉因着信呢，他就能够生育。
Because he considered him is faithful.
因为那个他认为他相信神是信实的。
Well, he didn't mention that Sarah suggests that, you know, Abraham should take Hagar, her maid, to be wife. She couldn't conceive.
但是圣经这边却没有提到那个这个撒拉因着那个不信呢，他因为他自己没有生育的，他要亚伯拉罕娶掉他的使女夏甲。
So again and again, it's Bible tells us that God does not look at our drawbacks.
所以一再的圣经告诉我们呢，神呢不看到我们的那些软弱。
God only look at the good side.
他只看到我们的好的一面。
So in the latter places, that God seems like really indeed that because of His love, He's blind, sighted towards our drawbacks.
这让我们真是看见了，好像是因着神的爱的缘故呢，他对着我们一切的软弱，这些失败呢，神好像瞎了眼似的。
So it gave me a great hope.
实在是给我们那个极大的盼望。
One day I'll meet the Lord Jesus.
有一天呢，我会遇见我的主。
And He'll forget all my drawbacks.
他呢会。忘记我一切的那个软弱。
And he remembers only that the things that I've done in his name.
他只会记得呢，我在他的名里头所做的一切事。
And this is a somehow very encouraging aspect of God's love.
这是实在是呢，那个神那个那个爱呢，是这么样的激励我。
Many times in Psalms talk about his salvation. He cleanses us.We are white as snow in His eyes.
在诗篇里面呢，他是好几次说到呢，神呢把我们洗得像雪一样的白啊。
And these verses is a proof.
这些经文呢，就证明一件事。
So we can feel sure that we can come before the Lord. As only we come before the Lord with a humble heart, God does not see all our problems.
只要我们凭着信心来到主的面前, 你就发觉神呢, 不看不见我们任何的软弱。
He only sees the good side of us.
他只看见我们那个好的一面。
The potential that His grace can make us be.
这那个他的那个 他的伟大呢，是把我会变成一样什么样的人
？He look at not at now, but in the future that what will become.
他不是看我们现在所示的，他会看我们将来会变成的。
We'll become as beautiful as the Lord Himself.
我们会被做成了跟我们主一样的荣美。
This is a side of God's love.
这实在是神那个爱的那一面。
God's love covers all. This is a verse in the Bible says love. Covers multitude of sins.
所以这圣经上的说了，他说爱呢能遮掩许多的罪。
What do you mean by cover?
到底遮掩什么意思呢？
I wear the cloth jacket, so you don't see my body.
我穿了一件夹克，所以你看不到我的身体。
If you see my body, this is my shame.
如果你看见我的身体的话，那是一个很羞耻。
If I don't have something to wear, I will not dare to come out of my room.
如果我没有穿任何事情的话，我可能我连房门都不敢出。
But if I have put the clothes on, then I can be here today.
如果我穿上我的那个衣服的话，我就可以在今天来到这里。
I'm telling you, I'm not feel ashamed a bit.
我可以告诉你是，我一点都不觉得羞耻。
Because I have clothes on.
因为我有了衣服穿上。
It's because clothes is my covering.
因为衣服呢是我的遮掩。
That's what that means. That love covers the multitude of sins.
这句话的意思是爱呢遮掩许多的罪。
And brothers and sisters, as we take the Lord Jesus' commandments that we should love each other.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们能够遵守主给我们的命令，说我们要彼此相爱。
And we should learn how to love as Lord Jesus, God loves us.
我们彼此相爱，就好像我们的主，我的神，他怎么样爱我们。
Look at dear brothers and sisters, the good side.
看见要看弟兄姊妹们他们那个好的那一面。
Look at the grace of God has made them to be.
要看见神的恩典呢，会如何把他们做成什么样的人。
Look at one day how glorious, how beautiful they are.
要看见呢，有一天呢，他们会做成如何样的荣耀。
You know, one day, when my first daughter was born.
有一天呢，当我这个 第一个女儿是出生的时候，
he was born, I think, in the early morning 4 o'clock.
他呢是在早晨4点钟左右是出生的。
You know, just first time I was in this room, and we expecting the first child.
这是第一次呢，我是在这样的这个产房呢，迎接的第一个孩子。
And then you're nervous, you don't know what's going to happen, and you know, you stay there, you know, all day until you know, 4 o'clock in the morning.
你这第一次在这样的情形底下，你一直在那里待了一整天呢，竟然是早上4点钟了。
And then 4 o'clock, doctor says, doctor did not allow me to go to that delivery room. He said, you know, this is going to cessation, nothing to watch, worth to watch. So you just stay in that room.
这个医生呢，并没有让我进产房，他在外面等，因为这是要开刀的。
You know, when the baby was born, it's premature. 4 weeks are premature. So that the nurse took a baby and handed it to me. Said, "You want to hold it?"
那个这个婴孩大概有早产4个礼拜，所以非常的小。这个护士把这个婴孩放到我手中，说你要不要抱着他呀？
And I said, "No, I don't know how to hold this little baby. You know, this. I mean, it's like a." Too precious to touch.
他说我不愿意抱着，因为这个实在是太宝贝了，我不敢不知道该怎么样抱。
And she showed me how to hold the little baby in my hand.
他就教我怎么样把这个小 baby 的那个放在小婴孩呢放在手里头。
And she said, just hold the neck, head, and you'll be fine.
人家抓着他的那个脖子呢，就没问题了。
But when I look at her,
当我看他的时候，
I saw a beautiful young teenager.
我看的是一个美丽的一个年轻的这个青少年。
I didn't see her as a, you know, the skinny, bony, dark little lump in my hand.
我看的呢不是一个黑黑的一个那个皱纹的一个小婴孩。
So the impression I had that moment was baby was so beautiful.
在我那一刻的感觉呢，就是这婴孩呢是如此的美丽。
So you know, I came back to the church. I told everybody.
所以来到回到教会了，我就告诉每一个人。
I think you may some of you may remember. I said the baby was so beautiful.
啊，我就你们有些人可能还记得我说这个小婴孩呢，真是漂亮。
Many of our sisters came to visit, see the baby with high hope, high expectation.
很多弟兄姊妹们来看这个婴孩的时候，里面是充满了这个极高的盼望。
But my wife noticed one thing.
但是我的太太注意到了一点。
That none of them speak a word after they saw our baby.
我太太注意到一件事情，每一个人看过这个小婴孩之后，他们都不说一句话。
See, love sees our potential, not what we are now.
你看见了那个爱呢？他所看见的是我们里面的潜力啊，不是我们现在所示的。
Without such love,
如果没有这样的爱的话
，we can't love each other.
我们今天呢，没有办法彼此相爱。
How many drawbacks that I have?
我里面有多少的软弱
？That only by grace of God, my wife can stand with me for so long.
实在是因着神的恩典呢，我的太太能够忍受我这么久。
My children can put up with a daddy like me.
我的孩子们呢，能够忍受这样的一个父亲。
Without such love, there won't be a testimony of church.
如果没有这样的爱的话，不可能有教会的见证。
Let's take a third angle of this what God's love is.
我们再来看看这个神的爱呢，这第三个方面
is His forgiveness.
就是呢，他的赦免。
Love forgives.
爱呢，赦免。
In Ephesians, it says.
在以弗所书，他这么说。
The last verse in chapter 4.
在第四章的最后一节。
To be kind to one another.
要以恩慈相待。
Tender hearted.
存怜悯的心。
Forgiving each other.
彼此饶恕。
Just as God in Christ also has forgiven you.
正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
You know that some people or all of us may one time had this concept.
有些人甚至可能我们所有的人都有这么样的一个观念。
I heard that long ago.
我听见这件事很久以前听见这个事。
The forgiveness is based on condition.
他说那个饶恕呢是有条件的。
See, you have to confess your sin, then God will forgive us.
你也必须要认自己的罪，然后神能够赦免一切的罪，赦免你。
If you don't confess,
如果你不认罪的话
，there's no forgiveness.
就没有赦免了。
And we apply that to our life.
我们呢把这个就用在我们的生活里头。
If I feel someone wrong me.
如果我感觉到有些人亏待我。
I will not forgive that person unless he confess his wrong to me.
除非呢他向我认错，否则的话我没有办法，我不能够赦免他。
Unless he comes to me say I'm sorry.
除非他到我面前是告诉我说对不起。
I was wrong.
我做错了。
I will not forgive that person.
我是绝对不会这个宽恕那个人的。
Now, this is a very prevalent concept of forgiveness.
这个实在是大部分的人对于一个饶恕呢所有的一个观念。
But somehow in our heart,
但是呢在我们的心里呢
，we feel that something's lacking in such concept.
我们在我们的里头呢却是不太真的缺乏这样的观念。
That's in the Greek original language of the Bible or New Testament.
在那个希腊原文的新约圣经里头。
There's two words used for forgiveness.
它有两个字呢，它是说到赦免的。
One is I call it forgiveness on based on condition.
有一个字呢，我称它为有条件的赦免。
Conditional forgiveness.
是有条件的赦免。
Yes, indeed, it is used in the Bible.
确实呢是在圣经上这么用的。
For example,
譬如说
，When Lord Jesus told us how to pray,
当我们的主就教导我们如何去祷告的时候
Forgive us as we forgive others.
赦免我们如同我们赦免别人一
样。Lord Jesus, if we don't forgive others, God will not forgive us.
如果我们不赦免别人的话呢，神也不是不赦免我们。
That forgiveness is conditional forgiveness.
那这个赦免呢是有条件的赦免。
And also, when John, 1 John 1:9.
同时呢。那个在约翰一书第一章第九节他们说
It says if we confess our sins
如果我们认自己的罪
God will forgive us
神会赦免我们
God is faithful and righteousness He'll forgive all our unrighteousness
神是信实的是公义的必要赦免我们一切的罪
That's conditional forgiveness
这是呢是那个一个赦罪的一个条件
And it's based onOur acceptance of Lord Jesus' blood.
它的那个根基呢是根据于主他自己的宝血。
It in the Old Testament, it basically used a lot of this word forgiveness, conditional forgiveness, based on they offered the blood sacrifice before the Lord.
在旧约里面的时候，很多这个有条件的爱呢，都是根据于我们的他们所献上牛羊的血。
And that you know after you.Offer that gift to the Lord, and the Bible said sins are forgiven for the offerer.
所以他说呢，当这个献祭的人献了祭之后呢，那么那些献祭的人他的罪就赦免了。
But there's another word for the forgiveness.
但是呢，他还有另外一个字说到这个赦免了。
This forgiveness is translated if you look at the dictionary, it's called free forgiveness or frankly forgive.Or freely forgive.
在这个字呢，如果你看你查圣经的字典的时候呢，你发觉它有时候翻译成是那个白白的赦免，是那个不没有任何代价的赦免。
It's called unconditional forgiveness.
它是说到是无条件的爱，无条件的赦免。
Now in the Bible, you can use a very simple.Example to illustrate this.
在圣经里面呢，他用一个很简单，可以用一个很简单的例子来说的，说明这一点。
You know the Jesus used a parable to tell a Pharisee called Simon.
那个耶稣呢，他用了一个比喻呢，来告诉一个法利赛人西门。
One day, some Pharisees invite Jesus to his house to have a banquet with Jesus, and there's a woman come in and cried and.At the feet of Lord Jesus.
那个有一天呢，西门这个法利赛人呢，邀请了耶稣他们来到他的那个宴席里头。在宴席的时候呢，有一个妇人呢，也来到这个宴席上啊，他在那里哭。
And the Pharisee said in his heart, if he's a prophet, he'll know what kind of woman she is.
这个法利赛人在心里这么说，他说：“如果这个人是个先知的话呢，他必晓得这个妇人是什么样的一个女人。”
And Jesus knew his heart, so Jesus said, "Simon, I'll tell you a story."
耶稣呢，他知道他心里所想的，就说呢：“西门，你过来，我告诉你一个故事。”
A creditor has two debtors.
有一个这个债主呢，他有两个欠他债的。
One owes him 500, and the other 50.
有一个人欠他5000两，一个人欠他50两。
But he forgave them all.
但是他把他们两个都赦免了。
He forgave both of them.
他两个都赦免了。
You see, when Jesus said this, there's no condition attached. Didn't say they come to the creditor, ask for relief of debt. They didn't do that.
你看见这里啊，主耶稣所说的时候呢，它是一个无条件的赦免。这里仅仅说到这两个欠债的来到这个债主面前，要求他们免了他的债。
No, he didn't say that. That's whole point. Jesus didn't say the two debtors come to this creditor ask for forgiveness, ask for relief of the debt. If that's the case, then the forgiveness is based on condition.
他说呢，耶稣呢并没有说这两个欠债的人来到债主面前呢，要求赦免他们的那个免了他们的债。如果是这样子的话呢，这就是一个有条件的赦免了。
In this parable, Jesus said this creditor just frankly. Now this King James translation very good. He said the creditor frankly, freely forgave both.
这里他圣经上说呢，是这个债主呢是那个白白的，没有任何条件的就免了他们的债了。
And Jesus told, asked Simon, which of them loved the creditor most?
耶稣呢就问这个法利赛人说，那么这两个人哪一个人爱这个债主爱的更多呢？
So in this parable, Jesus used the other word, the unconditional forgiveness.
在这一段圣经呢，这一个比喻里头的时候，耶稣呢他用了另外一个字，是一个无条件的赦免。
This forgiveness does not based on what the other do.
这个赦免呢，并不是根据于另外一个人他做了些什么。
It's pure from out of his own compassion and love.
这完全是出自于他自己里面的那个怜悯的心。
It's very interesting in Paul's writing.
在那个保罗他所写的书信里面，
he used the word forgiveness 17 times.
他用这个赦免这个字呢，用了17次。
In 16 times, when he used the word forgiveness,
在用他用这个赦免这个字里头呢，有16次啊。
That's 16 out of 17, right?
在这17次里面，这个16次啊。
Let me ask you, what kind of forgiveness he used?
我要问问你，他在这个这里面，他用的是什么样子的赦免？
He used unconditional forgiveness, or is the word conditional forgiveness?
他用的是那个无条件的赦免呢，还是说到那个有条件的赦免呢？
16 out of 17, he used unconditional forgiveness.
他在17次这里面呢，他16次所有都用到的都是那个无条件的赦免。
Only one occasion he used conditional forgiveness.
只有一次呢，他所用到那个有条件的赦免。
When he's quoting the Psalm 32, first verse，
他是当他那个引用了诗篇第32篇的第一节。
How blessed is the man whose transgression is forgiven！
那个罪得赦免的人呢，是何等有福的人。
But 16 times he used unconditional forgiveness。
但是有16次呢，他用的都是那个无条件的赦免。
When he says in the Ephesians, forgiving one another, just as God in Christ has forgiven us, he used unconditional forgive.
他在以弗所书里面说到，我们要彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕的你们一样，他所用的是那个无条件的赦免。
If my brother wronged me,
如果我的弟兄得罪了我，
say something untruthful behind me.
在我的背后说一些这不真实的话。
At the moment I heard about it, I should forgive him.
就在我听到这句话的时候呢，我就必须要饶恕他。
Does not take action from our brother.
不需要我的弟兄啊，他做任何的事情。
Come to me, say, I'm sorry, I'm wrong, Brother Han, forgive me.
就比如说来到我的面前跟我说，韩弟兄啊，对不起啊，我这个得罪了你了。
In God's truth about the church,
当于神在对于这教会的一些真理里面，
we need to forgive one another with unconditional forgiveness.
我们呢必须来根据于那个无条件的赦免来彼此饶恕。
Because this is the forgiveness that God has given us.
因为这是个是神所给我们的那个赦免。
In Paul's writings, we can say except the first one, that when she quoted the Old Testament, he all used unconditional forgiveness.
在保罗所写的那书信里面，除了那一次是用到引用旧约圣经以外呢，他总是用到那个无条件的赦免这个句子。
He says, as God in Christ has forgiven us, let's use the same forgiveness to forgive each other.
他是说呢，好像神在基督里面饶恕我们，要一样，我们要彼此饶恕。
If all the forgiveness is based on conditional.
如果所有的赦免都是根据有条件的话，
How many sins you have to confess? How many sins you know you sin?
那么有多少的罪你需要认呢？你到底有多少的你的这个罪你自己知道的呢？
David in Psalm 19 said, "Please forgive me even the sins that I'm not aware of."
大卫呢在诗篇第十九篇呢他说呢求你赦免我那个隐而未显的罪。
So brothers and sisters, that Paul is used by the Lord to bring to us the truth of the church.
弟兄姊妹那个保罗呢实在是被神所用呢把那个真理来告诉我们。
So, when he talk about the church life,
当他来说到教会生活的时候
when we talk about love one another,
当他说到我们要彼此相爱的时候
we have to have this unconditional forgiveness in our heart to forgive bond sisters.
我们必须有这个无条件的那个赦免呢在我们心里头来饶恕弟兄姊妹。
Otherwise, we cannot go on.
否则的话呢我们没有办法走下去。
We are so tired.
我们会如此的疲倦。
With so many forgiveness in my heart, but I cannot dispense it because there's no condition for me to dispense it. Because people didn't come to me say I'm wrong.
在我里面有这么多，有许许多多的饶恕赦免要在里头，但是我不能够给出去，因为这个条件还没有达到。弟兄姊妹没有来到我面前说，告诉认错，说他错了。
So when we hear Lord Jesus tell us new commandment to love each other.
所以当我们听见。主所赐给我们一个新的命令，要彼此相爱的时候。
Let's remember that we need to forgive our bond sisters unconditionally.
那我们记得，我们必须要无条件的来赦免我们的弟兄。
Without demanding any action from our bond sisters.
不能里头不需要任何的要求弟兄姊妹们他们要做些什么。
And so, when we contemplate and meditate on this God's love.
所以当我们一同来思想这个神的爱的时候
God's love is so rich
神的爱是如此的丰盛
God's love is all over in his word
而神的爱呢是充满了他的话语里头
When you read the Bible that love of God stands up as a testimony, a witness to proclaim to us how God loves us
这个在圣经里面呢神的爱这个字呢实在是那个神的见证啊，见证我们神是怎么爱我们的神。
And it's so sure.
是如此的有确据。
Even the simple, even the young cannot miss that.
就连最简单的人，最年轻的人都会不明白的。
So it can make a wise simple.
所以它可以使那愚人有智慧。
And as we meditate on God's love.
所以当我们一同来思想神的爱的时候
let us hear the Lord's commandments that.Let us love each other.
让我们再一次听见我们的主的命令，说我们要彼此相爱。
Love each other within this covenant.
在这个约里头呢，我们彼此相爱。
As you took oath when you get married.
就好像你在结婚的时候所起的那个誓言一样。
Oh, I forgot my oath, you know, but I don't know. Some of you remember that. In the, when you take that matrimony, you have to take oath.
那个我已经忘了我当时的誓言了，可能你们中间还有些人在记得的。如果你要这个结婚的话呢，有这个婚礼的话，你必须要有那个誓言。
In somehow like in poor or in health, in sickness, whatever that, in all conditions, I take oath to love you to the end until death take us apart.
那个誓言好像是这么说，不管是贫穷或是富足，不管是生病或是健康，不管什么样的环境里头，那个我没有任何一件事是任何事情能够把我们彼此的爱隔离的。
Let's take an oath to love each other.
让我们也起个誓言来彼此相爱。
Until death or coming of Lord Jesus take us apart.
直到死或者我们的主再来的时候，让我们分离。
Love each other. Look around you, the bond sisters. That's the object that we should love.
看看你周围的弟兄姊妹，他这就是你所要爱的。
Brother, we see.
你所看见的弟兄。
Brother, we serve together.
这弟兄们，我们一同服侍的。
And let's think about that. That God's love is that He almost like the love is blind.
让我们思想到神他的爱呢，他的爱好像几乎是到好像是盲目的。
When we talk about our bond sisters, let's look at what God will make them to be.
当我们看我们的弟兄姊妹的时候，我们要看，我们要想到神会把他们做成什么样的一个人。
They will be as beautiful as our Lord Jesus.
他们呢，会有一天会像我们主一样的美丽。
So let's look them as who they are in the Lord.
让我们看他们的时候，看他们在主里头他们所示的。
And and let us forgive unconditionally.
那我们呢，无条件的彼此饶恕。
We know that we have many, many shortcomings.
我们知道我们里头有许许多多的软弱。
And let us forgive each other unconditionally.
那我们无条件的彼此饶恕。
Let's have a word of prayer.
那么有点祷告。
Father, we come to you. We want to thank you for your holy word.
父啊，我们来到你的面前，感谢你赐给我们的圣言。
Oh, you know that how weak we are.
你知道我们是如何的软弱。
And how thankful that you give us your word, continue to encourage us and enlighten us.
为着你所赐给我们的话，不断的激励我们，光照我们，我们感谢你。
And your grace.Is committed to us through your word.
你的恩典借着你的话不断地赐给我们。
Father, we just pray that every one of us, brothers, sisters, friends, they will receive a grace from you because they listen.
我们就在这祷告，因着你的恩典的缘故，那个当弟兄姊妹们来听你的话语的时候，就得到你的恩典。
And each one we will have this grace of faith so we can take your word and the word will become seed, that incorrupted seed in our life.
那个让这因着信心里面的这个恩典呢，让我们看见你那个所放在我们那个不毁坏的那个种子。
And let each one of us be transformed into the glory of the Lord Jesus.
让我们每一个人都能够被改变，像我们的主一样。
Father, we thank you again.
我们再次感谢你。
Continue to be with us.
继续与我们同在。
We pray in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主的名。
Amen.
Amen.